Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, record numbers sat the Leaving Cert again this year, and many of those students will be deciding on whether and where to go to third level education. The CAO change of mind form deadline is fast approaching on the 1st of July. But the housing crisis has impacted college life, as it has many other sectors, making studying in cities unaffordable for many. My next guest is here to tell us about an alternative to the private rental sector that some older generations may be very familiar with. Dr. Brian Gormley is head of campus life at TU Dublin City Campus. You're very welcome to Drive Time. And maybe before we talk about digs and accommodation, just let's talk about how you're seeing that housing crisis impacting on college life. I know I've heard stories of students sleeping in their cars, if they have cars.
Yeah, certainly over the last few years, there has been an accommodation shortage. So I think families and students have a lot of them have chosen to commute much further. So we have students commuting from Tipperary and Wexford, Monaghan on a daily basis.
Coming by bus or train.
And that has a huge impact on how they can get involved in college life and on their well-being and so on. And other students we have heard of who just decide to change they don't take their preferred college choice and decide to go to a college closer to home. And that has an impact as well, because the main indicator of success is if you're doing a program that you enjoy and that you want to do. So that can have an impact on students as well.
So you've kind of come up with a new idea, which is in fact a very old idea.
Yeah, and digs, I suppose people would be familiar with digs. We now kind of call it homestay.
We do
sometimes. And it had gone out of favour. It had dropped. Around 30% of students used to stay in digs. Now, this is back in the 80s and the 90s. And then it dropped down to about 2%. And it was really kind of going out of fashion. But I think with Airbnb and with the accommodation shortage, and I suppose people being familiar with the idea of staying in someone else's house, it's come back into fashion. So now we have around 10% of TU Dublin students who are now staying in homestay or digs, and it's working out very well for them.
And do you try to source houses, families that are interested in taking in a student?
Yeah, we would do a mail drop around the Grange Gorman campus. So we now have hundreds of families in the area of Dublin 7 and Dublin 3.
Interested.
Interested and have students staying in their houses, and it works out very well for everyone.
And they can earn the tax-free amount up to 12,000.
Yeah, up to 12,000. Yeah, or is it 14,000?
Is it 14? It's something around 12,000, 14,000.
Yeah.
And are meals included?
Well, it's a kind of flexible arrangement. So the most common arrangement is that the students can stay there, all their bills are paid, and they get a light breakfast, and the option is either you get your evening meals or else you get access to the kitchen and you can prepare your own meals. So there's flexibility there.
Okay, and I suppose houses are nowadays in general a lot bigger, and they generally have more than one toilet or one bathroom as well. But I said to you when you walked in, I would have hated to have had to go into digs when I came to Dublin in the early 80s. But students are more open to it now. And I suppose the restrictions you would have had back then are not the restrictions you'd have now.
No, and I think, yeah, there's more flexibility there. And I think our generation would have a recollection of the landlady at the end of the stairs kind of shouting at you.
What time is this to come in at?
Yeah, or you should be in your lecture.
Were you drinking?
And it's, I think, certainly a more flexible arrangement, and students have a lot more flexibility and liberty, I suppose. But I think there's also a lot of reassurance for families there, that if they have a son or daughter staying up in Dublin, that there's someone who's kind of looking after them and helping them settle into the city. And it's a good transition.
Are you looking for more families to step up, to say, yeah, we'd like to take a student?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what we would say is there's no shortage of accommodation really in Dublin if people are willing to go for this option. So last October, after a month that the college had been in process for a month, and we still had 300 spaces on our books, And for a family who might be paying for their son or daughter to be in college, that can save them around €400 a month.
So about how much a week or how much a month will you pay for digs?
The average is around €140 a week.
Going home at the weekend?
Yeah, that would
generally
be for a five-day rental.
Okay, yeah. And you say there's plenty available. So for people anxiously wondering about accommodation for September, think about going into digs.
Absolutely. The other thing is a lot of student accommodation has been built. There's thousands of units that have been built. Very pricey, but there's a lot of accommodation providers trying to fill their rooms now. So I would say start negotiating.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Brian Gormley, Head of Campus Life at TU Dublin City Campus. Thank you very much for coming into us this evening.